You've tuned into Wisecracking with Winter.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a day that ends in Y. It's time for Wisecracking with Winter for the first time in 3 fucking long months.
I don't give a screw.
Hooray! I decided to go out and entertain people again instead of just wallowing in self-pity here in the second floor of the Big G Studios, located in beautiful Minneapolis, Minnesota. Oh boy, it's good to be back. It's good to be whole. It's good to have my sanity again. I've gotten lots of emails, being one from some guy, and I'm not even sure where the guy lives, but he was wondering, when will there be another Wisecracking with Winter? When, oh, when will it come? Well, it came. It came a few times already tonight.
All right, my ass.
And now I'm already on the air again. Hooray! I also have 2 brand new sponsors, ladies and gentlemen. The first one, I bet you didn't know this, but my dad is a bit of a media mogul. Let me get ready for this. That's the Big G, if you're wondering who. He has appeared on the show, I don't know, 10, 12, 15 times.
Yeah.
To talk about sports and to talk about all kinds of things. Well, he's coming to a bit of money. I'm sitting on the second floor of his palatial estate. He built an office building for me. The fun house is now located on the second floor of my own private studio. It's really great to be here. And I'm so thankful that my father spent all this money on me to make me happy. Because I got divorced. Hooray! Hooray for me! Hooray for a divorce! Hooray! It's actually not that fun. It's not fun at all. It's hard. So if you're out in a dysfunctional marriage or you're in a dysfunctional relationship, I suggest you work on it. Put in some time. Put in all the effort you possibly can. And when you think you've put in enough effort and there's just nothing left to give, put in a little more. Because divorce is a serious pain in your ass. And that's all I'm going to say about that for now. Because I promised my dad that I would talk about his new restaurant. It's called Big G Steaks and Cakes. Mmm, good! The finest cuts of steaks available and the finest cuts of cupcakes available all in one place. It's at a buffet, ladies and gentlemen. You can heap your gut right onto the rail and fill up your plate full of steaks and cakes. There's no vegetables. There's nothing to drink. It's nothing but steak and cake. But he will be adding soon a Diet Pepsi dispenser. Hooray! Diet Pepsi. Caffeine-free and sugar-free. It's basically brown water with bubbles in it. Good. Get on down to the Big G's Steaks and Cakes, located in Minneapolis, over on Broadway Avenue and North Lindale, in the great old neighborhood of North Minneapolis, where I won't go. I do have another sponsor, ladies and gentlemen. This one is actually a nationwide brand. It's called Buddy's Dog Treats. Hooray for Buddy! If you have a happy little dog at home and you want to give them the best treats possible, run on out and get Buddy's Dog Treats. They're made of pig dicks and horse lips and deer hooves. All the things dogs love to eat. Hooray for Buddy! That's Buddy's Dog Treats. You can pick them up wherever fine pet foods are sold. And that's enough. I've paid the bills. I've done what I can. So, everybody out there knows that I do not like Facebook. I hate Facebook. I actually dropped off of Facebook for a good month because of my, you know, the whole divorce thing. It was beginning to be a problem. So write that down. Go find a fucking pencil. There's got to be a pencil around your goddamn house. Go find one and write this down. Don't stay on Facebook if you're getting a divorce. Because the people that you thought were your friends aren't. You know, you look at your friends list. I have 474 friends, and they're all the best friends a man could ask for. They'd do anything for me. They'd...
What?
They'll like your post, and that's about it. Your real friends are the ones that call you. Your real friends are the ones that are there for you when you're in need. Most of these Facebook friends are fake friends. Sorry, I had to hit pause. There's an Indian guy fixing my computer right now. So I got an actual studio set up again up here in the new renovated funhouse. And the computer I'm using was super slow. So I decided to give a free commercial to Norton Antivirus Security. So if you got a computer that's using Windows 7 like mine, because it's super new, get Windows 7 or get Norton, because I was trying to install this software to get the bugs out of this computer that's been ignored for a long time. I couldn't get it to work. So you know how you get those telemarketing calls from the guys from India, and most of them are scams. I'll tell you that right now. I'm sure I've got some 70-plus-year-olds that listen to this show religiously, and I'm here to tell you, if you get a phone call from some guy who's saying that your computer is broke and you never called him, then that's a scam. There's actually some really good videos on Fakebook about these telemarketers that call and try to get you to sign up for stuff that you don't need. So be super careful out there. Okay, that being said, okay, let's take a break from all the nonsense and listen to the Big G on his first ever crank call. I helped out a little bit. Enjoy.
I want to talk to that dumb whack son of a bitch.
Oh, he's in a very important meeting right now. So I got the computer turned on. What is it that you need me to do?
Be on the main desktop. Do you see all your icons?
Yeah, I see all of our icons.
Right. There would be one icon which says blue color. It says Steam Weaver.
Okay.
Open it.
Okay, I got it open.
Now what do you have on the screen?
There's a donkey.
Donkey?
Yeah.
You want to ride my ass?
Yeah. Would you like to talk to Mr. Gary about this? He's out of his meeting now.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me put you through to Mr. Gary. Hold on.
Okay. And what kind of donkey do you see over there?
We got a donkey we got tied up outside. You want to ride my ass?
I'm sorry?
Yeah. You're sorry, all right. I don't have a goddamn computer. I've never had a computer. I don't have internet. And I talk to, I don't know, you keep calling. I don't have a goddamn computer.
We have your computer ID.
You're full of shit. I don't have a fucking computer.
Full of shit, Gary.
You stupid son of a bitch. You call, get him or call the government.
Sir, what's your problem, Gary?
I don't have a goddamn computer, you dumb bastard. What's the problem, you simple cocksucker? I don't have a computer. That's the problem. A stupid son of a bitch. I don't have a computer. Are you hard of hearing? Maybe in that country you don't have hearing aids. I don't know. You have hearing aids in your country?
Oh, is this your way, how you treat the old people over the phone?
Are you old?
Yeah.
Well, tough shit. I don't give a shit if you're old. Are you hard of hearing? Because I don't have a computer. I've never had a computer.
Why are you saying you don't have a computer?
I don't have one, you dumb bastard. You have the wrong Gary Winter. What's the address you have?
The address I have, that's on your phone.
Yeah, I'm on my ass. So you don't have an address.
I do have. You are in Minnesota right now.
Yeah, and there's 40 of us Gary Winters in Minnesota. Why do you keep calling me? I don't have a computer. What's my address if you have it?
Why keep saying you don't?
Do you have my address?
Calling you again and again.
Don't talk your language to me. Do you have my address?
Which language are you talking about, Gary?
I speak Cuban, do you?
I'm sorry?
Yeah.
First language?
Cuban.
Cuban. You speak in Cuban then?
Yeah. Kiss my ass. That's Cuban.
Oh.
Now it's time to talk about Fakebook. Now, there's some stuff on Facebook that I really can't take. And it's words that people use, like these new slang terms that I can't wrap my mind around. So I made a list, and I checked it twice. And I'm just going to go down it, and maybe you've heard some of these, and maybe you haven't. The first one that fucking drove me insane was Friday. It's Friday. What happened to just Friday? Why do we got to end? Isn't Friday good enough already unless you're a security guard that has to work Saturdays or an Uber driver or somebody like that? Why add a yay on the end of Friday? Yay, Friday. These are grown adults in their 40s using this word. The next one that drove me insane was, it's Sunday, so it's Sunday Fun Day. When did Sunday become the funnest day of the week?
I ain't sure.
Usually you got to get up early on a Sunday morning and go to church. That's not always so fun. And then, you know, if you're out on Saturday night, why not just call Saturday Saturday? So we got Friday and Saturday. And you go out on Saturday, and yeah, you know, you get super drunk, and you're throwing up like I was last week. I guess I could delve a little bit into that. So I went out on Friday night with some friends, and we ordered shots at this bar, watching this absolutely horrendous band play 80s cover music. I actually got it right here. I got the video. I do. I got it right here. And I think I'm going to play it for you if I can get Facebook to work. Let's see. I don't really even post that much. And by the way, if you're looking to get a hold of me, Wisecracking with Winter does have a Facebook like page. So feel free to jump in on that and send me a message if you want. So here's this band. Okay, not good, right? So if you were sitting there, you'd want to have a shot too. I know you would. I know you. So me and my good buddy Woody ordered each a shot of Fireball. So then the woman shows up, and she shows up with tequila instead, like real tequila. And we're just having such a good time enjoying this cover band music, you know? Hey, all right, here the shots are here. Hey, let's do them. Yeah, all right. So I do my shot of tequila, and Woody does his shot of tequila, and then we're like ready to puke because we didn't order this, and we were wondering why she brought limes and salt with Fireball. That doesn't make a lot of sense. So we're, you know, now we're really in it. So we did this shot of tequila, then we get the waitress to come back over, and we're like, hey, we didn't order rail tequila. We ordered Fireball. And she's like, oh, that's my bad. That's okay. Let me go and get you the Fireball. So we'll just do those shots too. So she came back and the band's still going. The renegade who had it made. Blah, 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 blah. And the Fireball shows up. We're like, yeah, cheers. All right, start Fireball. Over this horrible 80s music. And we do our shots of Fireball. Then we have a couple more beers. And then we decided we wanted to go out and see a movie. We went to go see Deadpool 2, now in theaters. And I made it 5 minutes into it. And that was the end. I passed out trying to watch Deadpool 2. And the sad thing about it was that my friends that I went with predicted it. And I said that they were fucking full of shit. Oh, I'm not that goddamn drunk. I can sit here and watch fucking Deadpool 2. Look, I got this great big Mountain Dew. I've already had like four slurps of it. I'm going to be fine. 5 minutes into it, that was it. I couldn't tell you what happened in that movie. I have no idea. I got woken up in the credits. $10 right down the old shit can. So anyway, I was talking about Facebook terms that I don't like at all. We already did Friday. Sunday fun day, I don't get at all. There's nothing fun about Sunday. Like, when you're in your 40s or, like, even in your 30s, when you're, like, getting started out with a family and you got your fucking mortgage that's too much and you got your two kids and you only wanted one and you got your wife who's starting to put on weight and she's starting to fucking hate you and you've got this huge lawn because you had to go out to the suburbs and you had to get the biggest goddamn house you possibly could because you had to impress your fucking mother-in-law or something, you know, right? When you could have just stayed in the city and bought a condo or something like that. But no, you had to run out to the suburb, get the biggest goddamn thing you could that you can't afford. So now you got a McMansion with a lawn as big as a fucking golf course. And that's what you get to do on Sundays instead of actually golfing. Is what's fun about that? And it's always on Sundays. Always. Every time. So there's nothing fun about Sundays. There's nothing fun about this cover band either. They're awful. Imagine mowing your lawn to this. Just say yes to be the end of days. You want it, man. I mean, God, you just want to run yourself over with a lawnmower at that point. I would. I'm glad I'm out of that life. I'm like back in the city now. So we did that. Here's a new one that the Star Wars nerds came up with. May the 4th be with you. May the 4th be with you always. What is that? Is it every year on May 4th, a new Star Wars movie fucking comes out? So it's May the 4th be with you? Is that what it is? Why is Disney putting out a brand new fucking Star Wars movie every goddamn year? I kind of like the way that George Lucas did it when it was like once every 10 years, you get a new Star Wars movie. Now, it's too many Star Wars fucking movies. And that whole May the 4th be with you makes me want to gag and throw up. Have you heard of the term bae? B-A-E. Bae. It's what the millennials refer to their girlfriends as, or the girls refer to their boyfriends as bae. B-A-E. Have you heard that? Yeah, it's fucking annoying as hell. That was my roommate, Brian, in the background. He's divorced, too. So that makes me want to vomit by itself because, you know, I'm sure rappers say bae or they made it up. And then all the white millennials use it now. And it just makes me want to get sick. And now there's a new spin on it. It's called a baycation. Me and my bae are going on a baycation with my bae.
Jesus Christ.
If I had any friends that ever used the word bae in front of me, I would calmly ask for their phone. And they hand it over, right? What do you want to look at my phone for? Oh, nothing. I'd go right into the contacts. What are you looking for in my contacts? I'm just looking for my name. What's it under? Mike Winter. What else would it be under? Okay. And I would delete it. And that would be the last time I would hang out with that person if they ever used vacation or staycation. What's wrong with the word vacation? What's a staycation? Is a staycation where you just stay at home? Right? Because you can't afford to go anywhere? That's fucking depressing. And why would you put that on Facebook to begin with? We're taking a staycation. Me and my bae on our vacation staycation. It's fucking stupid. Look how stupid that is. It's almost as stupid as this 80s cover band. I'm going to play it again because I really can't get enough. What are some other annoying things on Facebook? Oh, here's another one that people like to use. Good Eats. I went to McDonald's and it was Good Eats. Good Eats today over at McDonald's. What happened? The food was good. I mean, why can't you talk about one specific thing that you enjoyed at McDonald's? Like, I went to McDonald's and I had the McNuggets with a McChicken and it was Mc fucking delicious. What is this Good Eats? It's like something from the 30s, from like a Prohibition bar or something. I went to the speakeasy and I had a bourbon from Canada and they had some peanuts and they were Good Eats. Nobody uses Good Eats anymore. This is the biggest one that drives me nuts on Facebook. And if you don't agree with me, you're crazy. A friendversary. The friendversaries. Every year, you get a little notification from Facebook. You and Brian have been friends on Facebook for 5 years. Here's your friendversary. And it's this horrible video of like any picture that you two are in together. Like rolls across the screen. I don't. Are you supposed to get like all emotional about it and start weeping and like welling up? And then you're supposed to share that with other people about your. I've been friends with Brian, my roommate, for 14 years. What, longer? 16 years. What does that say about our friendship? If I don't ever say to Brian, you know, happy 16-year friend anniversary. I'm not going to start. It's not happening. It's dumb. Do you like that, Brian? You don't share that when you get a friendversary?
No, I don't.
How about there's this new thing with bros, millennials that are bros, aka friends. And now apparently it's okay to give your bro a bro job. A bro job. So, Brian, like, if we were out one night and we got trashed and we came home alone, do you think it would be okay for me to give you a bro job, or would that mean that we're just gay?
That's just, we're just gay.
I think if you put a dick in your mouth, guys. If you put a dick in your mouth even one goddamn time, if you're a guy, then you're gay. It's it. That's a wrap. There's no bro job. Bro jobs. That's a fucking thing. Look it up. I mean, if you think I'm making it up, look it up. Bro jobs. Oh, I got to pay the bills again. Hold on here. Oh, it'd be good if Mitch ever actually did his job and produced. Hey, if you're looking for dog treats, you got to get on out and buy Buddy's Dog Treats. Good old Buddy Dog Treats made from the freshest, pig dicks and cow tongue, or whatever they make dog treats out of. That's good old Buddy's Dog Treats. Get on down to Walmart. I think they got them at Walmart. Buddy's Dog Treats. All right. How far has the show fallen? That my only sponsors are Buddy's Dog Treats and the Big G's Steak and Cake Restaurant. Located over on Broadway and Lindale in North Minneapolis. That's a Big G's Steak and Cake. You like steak. You like cake. Get on over to Steak and Cake. It's delicious, and you won't be disappointed. All right, so that bill's paid. Well, as long as we're playing commercials, let's go ahead and get another one done.
You are looking for a great DJ because you have a wedding coming up, a birthday party, a bat mitzvah, a bar mitzvah, whatever. You're looking for the best DJ possible. Well, let me tell you. You're looking for Minnesota Superior Sound, Minnesota's number one self-acclaimed mobile DJ service. They can get it done for you. Find them on Facebook. That's Minnesota Superior Sound.
That's Minnesota Superior Sound. If you're looking for a great DJ, that would be my company, Minnesota Superior Sound. You can find us on Facebook. I got a like page because I didn't want to pay for my website anymore. Also, if you're looking for a bit of real estate, you know, I could probably put together some music to go over this. If you're looking for a house in Indianapolis for whatever fucking reason, like you're at the end of your rope and you have nowhere else to live, in Indianapolis, that's it, get a hold of Paul Lambie. That's Paul Lambie over at Carpenter Realty. He'll find you something. You're more than likely down to your last buck. He'll find you a house where you can park you and your 9 kids in. And maybe there might even be some money left over to check out the Indianapolis 500. He'll save you some money. So you can take you and your 9 raggedy-ass kids on over to the Speedway. Check out a little racing. Maybe you buy him a corn dog, whatever. That's Paul Lambie. Paul Lambie over at Carpenter Realty. Tell him you heard about it on Wisecracking with Winter. All right. That's that. Bills are paid. I hope you guys didn't skip over them. Let's take a look at what's going on in sports. As we all know, the Cleveland Cavaliers got swept by the Golden State Warriors. And LeBron James is already talking about leaving Cleveland. There's been a lot of ballyhoo about it. A lot of people think that he shouldn't be allowed to leave Cleveland, that he should have to stay there and finish out his career. He's 34 years old, ladies and gentlemen. I think he's done more than enough for that town. Do you think they would have ever got to an NBA or even been to the finals without him?
No.
No way. Do you think they ever would have won an NBA championship without LeBron James?
No.
No way. So I say if he wants to leave and finish out his career and maybe have a chance at winning another championship, he should be able to do it without getting any kind of flack from anyone. Some of the possible interested parties in Mr. James's particular set of skills would be Houston. What would have to happen for LeBron James to join James Harden and Chris Paul? I don't know. I'm like reading this on the internet right now. I'm cheating. I didn't take any actual notes. Where is that? I don't know what it would take. It'd probably take a whole hell of a fucking lot. I'll tell you that. He'd probably have to play for like the league minimum in order to play for Houston, which I would be fine with. Or he could go over to the Philadelphia 76ers too. That's a good choice. Or maybe even your Los Angeles, Minneapolis Lakers. That'd be interesting. I mean, there's a lot of young talent there. There's a lot of good guys for him to work with. But I think in the end, I think Philadelphia would be the best choice for him because he always seems to do the best in the East. Well, he's never been out of the fucking East, so I don't know what I'm talking about again. We could switch gears and go political. Let's go political and take a look at what's going on around the world.
No.
All right. President Trump is in North Korea talking to Kim Jong-un. I don't know what the talks are supposed to accomplish. It's great that he's over there. He should be given credit where credit's due. And I'm a self-professed, is that the right word? Democrat. You might even say a liberal. And I think it's a great thing that he's over there trying to talk to that little fucking midget and get him to disarm and denuclearize North Korea so they can finally join the rest of the world. Because if there's ever going to be any hope of North Korea and South Korea coming together as one at the same time, just a loud come would have to be for Kim Jong-un, whatever his name is, to just go ahead and denuclearize everything there. The RNC thinks that Kim Jong-un was a big summit winner just by the fact alone that he got the president of the United States to come on over there. Trump did agree to end joint military exercises with South Korea, calling them expensive and provocative. A declaration that came without warning the South Korean and Japanese governments, and I bet they're over the fucking moon about that. That Trump's just going to stop doing any kind of military exercises with two allies that have been our allies for, I don't know, 60 years or better. There's not going to be any kind of war with North Korea. There's never going to be a nuclear war. Because it's I don't think he's even going to get the fucking round off. By the time one of his fat little fingers gets on the fucking trigger to send a rocket over here, he'll already be fucking dust. North Korea will be glass. We must have at least three or four spy satellites sitting over North Korea right now. But, I mean, I don't know. I guess he could. I don't know. I don't even like talking about this without Paul. This is like political stuff. Right? I do better with Paul, so I'm just not going to talk about that anymore. How long have I been talking? 28 minutes so far, completely alone. That's a tough thing to do. And I'm coming out of retirement here. So I think it might be time to go ahead and wrap this up. Okay. So what did I learn? I've learned that working on the second floor of the Big G's new entertainment complex that he built for me is nice. I'm enjoying the new studio. But it's damn hard to go through a divorce, I'll tell you that, guys. Do a lot of thinking, guys and gals, before you decide to pull the trigger on it. Because it is a lot of work. I learned that there's a lot of things on Facebook that I don't like. A lot of words that I brought up earlier. And you should try to stay away from them. Other than that, I didn't learn anything. And it's great to be back, and you guys take it easy. Bye.
Thanks, Mike. Well, that show was certainly something. I'm Mitch, executive producer of Wisecracking with Winter. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to get a hold of Mike, email him at wisecrackingwithwinter@yahoo.com. If you're into Facebook, check out our Wisecracking with Winter fan page or follow us on Twitter at @GetWisecracking. Make sure to listen and rate the show on iTunes and check us out on Google Play Music.